a goal bigger than that in your career?
No.
Just what's going through your mind as you're coming down the wing there, and obviously.
Yeah, I just tried. We talk in between periods, just get the puck on net as often as we can, and just try to put it on net, and you never know what's gonna happen.
And I mean, just getting to that point, I know the overtime was grueling. It seemed like guys were hunched over after every whistle. I mean, take us through what's going through your head there, as you know, the play is in your zone, you know, almost the entire overtime to that point.
Yeah. I stood in his head almost the whole overtime, and I don't know. I just tried to join the rush, and I know Collins was talking to me, just skating the zone with the puck, and I just turned and threw it at the net.
When you're getting outshot by that much in the third period in OT, is there any doubt that creeps into your mind, or did you guys still feel like you were doing that?
I mean, not really. When Al is playing like this, we know we're good, you know. So, we just try to keep that puck. Like we were up 3-0, but then we played like we were defending every time instead of keeping the pressure on them, like within the first period. So we have to adjust for the next series and focus on Charlotte now.
Coming off of last night's game that was filled with penalties and the first period the way that it went, how important was it for you to come out second and third period and keep the discipline in check?
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of scrum in the first period. So yeah, the coaching staff told us to stay focused and be disciplined. And I think we did a good job, and our penalty kill did a great job as well.
Thanks, sir.